Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful start to the evening. As always, you put us in the right spot, and we're very appreciative. Thank you. Now, let's just have a brief review of the last session so we can prepare to receive the new teachings which will build on this session. You probably remember we started with the triadic configuration of Lords of Light. Of course, Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. Each were sharing their massive divine power with us as they sit at the Godhead. They discussed the importance of the subject for the evening, which was unity consciousness. Unity consciousness cannot be had until the mysteries of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of all that is, brought into matter by humans through the Holy Spirit, Shekinah energy. Now, as we begin to grasp unity consciousness, we gradually see that we can never be separate from the all that is, because we are an integral part of the Sacred Trinity. The Triad has said that these three sessions will focus on that unity. We are destined to be in complete unity and love as a full expression, not only of our divine image, but fully and completely in an energetic similitude of that Holy Trinity. The similitude is the full expression of the Godhead, the full power of the Godhead, the all that is, and all of the creative energetics and light that are reflected within that Holy Trinity. We have experienced many teachings that have upgraded our third dimensional body substantially, bringing it very slowly into the fifth dimensional iteration. During these three teachings, we will be guided to go back into some of the teachings of the first three sessions, using our light garment to its fullest expression. We are imprinted with the sacred name of Source. The sacred names operate within the center column of our body, bringing that body into the full expression of the divine. We have an opportunity to regroup and recoup the energetic complexity of the similitude of the all that is. We are a physical representation of that energy as the Son and Daughter of God. Now, the Triad spoke of the importance of the Yod spectrum. This spectrum alters the body and awakens our consciousness. It propels us into a fuller expression at the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional levels. One of the important parts of the Yod spectrum is forgiveness. Forgiveness of others and forgiveness of self. Within that forgiveness is repentance for falling under the mesmerization effect of the concepts of the hierarchies of the underworld, the archons. We fell into that Maya, the illusion of the physical world. It was important that Gabriel came in a vast light iteration to assist Yeshua as he descended into that underworld of archons and limit their effect on the human consciousness. Now, he went there with the full and complete complement of the office of Gabriel, who provided the vast light of Source, as well as the sound codes that hold this light in a massive and brilliant streaming effect. Yeshua and Gabriel were also accompanied by the League of Michael that protected the integrity and the purity of that light source. Yeshua recouped all iterations of his light garment and light body prior to the crucifixion, so that he could enter the underworld of the archons on the third day in the tomb to alter the effect of those archons and limit their interference of fear and separation to the third dimension. Now, in the last session, we began to bring the Spirit and our full soul iteration as the Christed Son and Daughter of the Father and the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. This is the rising of the divine feminine, the feminine face of God, this aspect of the all that I had been eliminated by the arcane realms and no longer functioning in our consciousness. This is now altered. As the fallen concepts of Source are altered, the Divine Feminine rises and takes her rightful place with the Divine Masculine aspect of God. Now, in the last conference, something quite wonderful happened when we retrieved an iteration of the seventh dimensional light template. We were then taken to the Temple of Transparency. In the energetics of the Temple of Transparency, nothing can be hidden, as we are the divine expression of the Christ and Son and Daughter of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. The Holy Spirit brings many gifts that can be received through that Shekinah energy. The energy of the Holy Spirit is an iteration of the All That Is. Now, we have been aware of those gifts, and we have a desire to hold those gifts for ourselves, and now that is possible, as we are joined in the unity of the full expression of the Holy Trinity. This unification has to take place in the spirit body first. Now, of course, it can then be transmitted through the merging of our soul with our spirit. This merging of our soul-spirit provides unity with our divine image, but also with the similitude. That similitude is recorded through the Holy Spirit Shekinah, the feminine face of God. The divine feminine as the creatress, the holder of the element of love, is used in creation, whether it be in form or not form, through the face of the Father. Now, so often, Yeshua talked about my Father and I are one. Well, because there was such distortion in the Father and Mother, the Holy Spirit at that time, we had to use the language of the time so he could be understood at the level that it could be taken in. There is a lot of chaos now because of these alignments bringing forth through transparency. Many who are not as educated are not prepared and are in a lot of anguish. They are in anger and they are unaware of what is to come. So, obviously, there's great fear. Much change is about to occur within this year as all transparency is being shown to the human body, whether we are ready or not. And many are not. Now next, Yeshua came forward as a most honored part of that quadratic configuration of the Lords of Light. He came forth from his place at the Godhead in the power of the Christ to bring forth the Christhead image and similitude through the Yod spectrum. The Yod spectrum enlightens us further and awakens the Overself, the Oversoul, and most importantly, the Christed Oversoul. Yeshua brought to us that similitude through the Father and the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. The Divine Father as well as the Divine Feminine, Holy Spirit, Shekinah, united and create the iteration of the Christed Son and Daughter to complete the fullness of the whole image and similitude. This fullness of the Divine Trinity manifestation begins to emerge, first through the higher mind, which arcs over our crown. Now, the beautiful crystalline magenta lotus sits vibrating in its crystalline form of the divine image and similitude. It is further brought into the Oversoul, where the Oversoul is changed through the merging of our soul and spirit. There is a recognition that we are the individual creative divine image and similitude of the Father and the Holy Spirit, being the Christed Son and Daughter of the All That Is. And then from there, the Christed Oversoul is awakened through the presence of the united function of the Holy Trinity, of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Christ that sons and daughter of light. We cannot understand these concepts in the present time sequence. We can receive, through the crown center, the full complexity of the energetics of the image and similitude. Through faith and grace, we can receive the energetics of this unified field of the source of our being. Now, when we receive the energetics of the divine image and similitude, we will go forth and transmit that light through the element of love and the fifth element of light. This is what is being received now through the crown of each and every one of us. It is part of the complexity of us and is brought about through our imprinting and receiving the holy sacred name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. When we received the beautiful first iteration of the light garment, it brought us stably into a fuller expression of our divinity, our image, our similitude, as a Christed being of light. Now, Yeshua led us in initiation of the second baptism. Now, the first baptism was the baptism of water. It, too, had a divine expression of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, feminine expression, the feminine face of the Father. It was important because it began to awaken our consciousness of who we are as the divine image. Now we took the second initiation, the second baptism, which was the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is the baptism that was given to the disciples as Yeshua remained with them in his light body and was shown to them through the flames over their crown. So now that we've completed that little review, let's all take a deep breath and welcome the sacred triad of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek.